You've also done research on the whole question of how young people manage chronic illness, and specifically adolescents, and how they come to deal with not just growing up, but also now growing up with a chronic disease. What advice do you have there?
Well, adolescence is a really important time where individuals are taking on their own identity. And adolescents with chronic disease have an additional burden to take on of negotiating how they're different from their peers with a chronic disease. And then also are navigating with their parents who's going to do what when it comes to disease management. And so you really want adolescents to be in charge of their disease by the time they leave home, so that when they go out on their own, they're able to manage their chronic illness on their own. And so it's important for parents to cede responsibility for disease management tasks starting early on, and to build up that responsibility as the adolescent ages. And it can be difficult for parents and adolescents to have conversations about who does what, but it's really important. And if the adolescent feels like they're able to take on more duties related to their illness, so remembering to take their medications and things like that, they need to be comfortable talking to their parent about it. Adolescents also can be uncomfortable talking to their providers about their illness, especially when the parent is in the room. So some of the work that we've seen is that parents tend to dominate conversation when they're in with the providers. But it's really important that adolescents learn how to communicate with their providers about their illness and be able to ask the questions that they have about their disease. So those are some of the key things that we've learned over the past several years.
What advice do you have to the parent so that the parent diminishes their parental innate drive to take care of their young loved one, but at the same time not be so overbearing that they're interfering with care?
Yeah, I think it's important for the parent to realize that they want an independently fully functional child by the time they leave the home. And so that it's important to, again, cede that responsibility. Now, during the doctor's office visit, it can be innate and it just be natural to answer when the provider's asking questions. And a lot of times if the adolescent doesn't answer right away, then the parent will jump in and answer for them, knowing the answer and say, this is what happened. But you have to kind of fight that instinct. And so, you know, if it's really difficult, you might need to leave the room. Say, I'm going to let my son or daughter answer these questions. And then if you need me, I'll be right outside. And that fosters that independence that you want your child to have by the time they leave home, so that you know that they're capable and competent of managing their illness. And at home, you know, checking in on medications, a lot of adolescents will consider that nagging. If you ask every day, did you take your medication? You know, that's nagging. Don't you trust me to take my medication? And your heart is definitely in the right place for wanting to check in. And you are a check to make sure that, you know, the adolescent is managing their medications appropriately. But again, you can set up things like apps and things like that where you can be notified if the child misses a medication and only check in at those times. So there's definitely tools available to help with that.